Israeli people lived long ago in Egypt, where people of Sparta, brothers of Joseph, settled down and spread God's precepts. But with time, Israeli people forgot God's precepts and lost faith. So God sent them Moses to call them back to his worship. Israeli people worked in farming and were treated rudely by the Pharaoh and his soldiers.
Don't be lazy. You must finish the seeding by night. And you, pick up these bags to the warehouse.
Me? Okay, I will follow your orders, sir. Whatever you say. All these bags and seeds. When I grow up, I'm going to get a similar warehouse, and I will be rich, very rich. Very rich and powerful.
Move on, little boy, or I will beat you severely.
Sir, if you let me, I can help you count the bags and write them down in the journal. I'm very good in counting.
That would make me feel much better. Well, let's see. If you do so, I will give you a bag of seeds. You're a smart boy. I will need you frequently, and next time I will pay you double.
I became very good in business. I sold the seeds and made lots of profits. I love money very, very much. Working with the Pharaoh and his soldiers, I can gain a lot of money. I wish I can have lots and lots of money.
Look, Karun's business has flourished and is expanding. Now he deals with almost everything. Seeds, gold, vegetables, and fruits.
He adores money and he's clever in business.
I will ask Karun to lend me some money. We are relatives. Please lend me some money. My children are starving. I will give it back to you soon.
I will give you 100 dirhams, provided that you return it 150.
What? Karun, but we are relatives.
This is my condition. Otherwise, look for someone else.
Well, Karun, give me the money. I have no other choice.
And now to the castle. I have more important things to do.
Welcome, Karun. What did you bring with you?
Here you are, sir. This is the list of lazy workers. There are also names of those who evade taxes and hide their crops in their houses.
God sent his prophet Moses, son of Omran, to call people to monotheism, worshipping one God.
How beautiful your voice is while reading, Karun. Your prayer, your faith, your dedication, and your worship are great as well.
People are getting closer to me since I started showing them my worship.
Open, Karun. It's me, Guard Hardios.
This is not visiting time. I should hide all my money right now. What's the matter, Hardios?
The Pharaoh wants to meet you.
He wants to meet me?
Yes, and he sent me to tell you this.
It seems that he heard of me and knew of my loyalty. I transmit to him all the news about Israelites. Tell His Majesty, our Pharaoh, that his humble servant Karun will be at his disposal right away. Just let me get dressed appropriately, and then I will follow you. What do you say?
Okay, but don't be late, because the Pharaoh might get angry.
I can never make my lord the Pharaoh angry. I have to hurry up, and I'll be there immediately. It's your lucky day, Karun. Don't miss it. Maybe you are going to be the king's companion or one of his closest elites. And now, off to the castle. I shall not forget to take with me a great gift to the Pharaoh. A gift that would fit my position, the richest man.
Welcome, Karun. I have known that you are our man among Israeli people. I was also told about your permanent loyalty, and also about your honor and wealth.
This is my duty, sir. I brought you a simple present. May you be pleased with me, your loyal and most humble servant, Karun.
You are great, Karun. Great. And you deserve to become one of my good companions. Come. Come here, Karun, and sit next to me. It's your place.
It is such a great honor, my lord.
And now, go bring food and drink to honor our guest.
One day, I will become the king of all the Israelites. I deserve this. I am Karun!
Moses, son of Omran, came to the Pharaoh, asked him to let him take out the Israeli people, and showed him miracles from God.
And did the Pharaoh accept?
No, he said he was a sorcerer and told him that he would bring the best sorcerers to beat him. Moses threatened to bring all the people that day to see this remarkable, amazing display.
Moses defeated the sorcerers, even those believed in the miracles they saw. What shall I do? I have been visiting the Pharaoh and sitting with him for months. And now, the Pharaoh may be angry with me because I'm an Israelite. Moses has destroyed everything that I've done. Huh? Who is it?
The Pharaoh wants to see you right now.
I will meet with him immediately. I'm at His Majesty's disposal. Will he take revenge from me? No, I don't think so. He knows about my loyalty. Maybe he wants me for something else. I will go to him now. You called me, sir?
I knew that Moses, son of Omran, is one of your relatives, Karun. What do you think of his claim about a god other than me?
This is your chance, Karun. The Pharaoh hates Moses.
Moses, son of Omran? Yes, I know him very well. He pretends to be a prophet and he says that he's an apostle of God. And more than that, he asked the Israelites to worship his God and leave you. He also wants to take out the Israelites. Will you let him do it?
I will never let him take them out of my land. And I will torture whoever believes in him. He is a sorcerer, Karun, isn't he? Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. A sorcerer and a liar, too. Since it was you who said that, my lord. Of course you know better than all of us. Who knows more than the Pharaoh himself?
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. You're right, Karun. You're really smart. And from now on, you'll be among the closest people to me. Starting today, you are my minister over the Israeli people.
What an honor for me, sir, your loyal and humble servant. It's been months since I ruled the Israelites under the command of the Pharaoh. Ha! And that made it easy for me to get a lot of treasures and a lot of money. I still miss one thing. I shall have a big house. No. A big castle like the Pharaoh's castle.
Yes, sir.
Go right now and bring me the most skilled constructor. I want him to build me a castle that fits my high position.
I'll go bring him right away, sir.
Karun became very arrogant. He vied in glory with Israeli people and walked with his convoy every day dressed up in his clothes and gold.
What a great convoy for Karun. I wish to become like him.
People were amazed by my convoy. I deserve to be the greatest and richest man of all the Israelites. Tomorrow, my convoy will be greater, and I will carry my cabinet skis with me.
Look at the gold cabinet keys. You can imagine the cabinet's content. Those gold keys are very heavy and need more than 10 strong men to carry them.
This is for you to know that I am the best man of the Israelites.
No! Moses, son of Imran, God's apostle, is much better.
I am much better than him. He's not as rich as me.
You should fear God. He granted you all that money.
God didn't grant me anything. I have all this money due to my knowledge and my experience in business.
With time, Karun became more arrogant, stubborn, and conceited because of his riches.
Escape God's punishment. Karun and his money sank down into earth and went to hell so that all people know that God is just and mighty.
Thank God he made me Muslim and not like Karun, arrogant, lost, and deviated.
It is better to be poor and faithful rather than be rich and disbelieving. Now, let's go and pray. Let's go.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. As for that adobe of the hereafter, we assign it unto those who seek not oppression in the earth, nor yet corruption. The sequel is for those who ward off evil. Almighty Allah has spoken the truth.